I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. One of the conditions of a financing deal that got Burlington Telecom out of trouble with lenders is that the city government has to sell the utility. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, a group of residents is fighting to keep their high-speed internet locally sourced.
Heather Reamer stood in a circle with four or five other members of the public last week as they tried to figure out how to keep one of the nation's largest companies from taking total control of Burlington's broadband market.
One thing, obviously, that would be bad for Burlington is if there was a monopoly, if there was only one, you know, if Comcast essentially was the only player in town.
Right now, that's not the case. City-owned Burlington Telecom provides fiber internet to thousands of customers in Vermont's largest city. Burlington Telecom has a checkered past that stems from officials improperly borrowing money from the city's general fund to cover financial losses. A financing deal that went into effect January 1st resolved most of the financial issues that resulted, but the deal requires the city to sell BT.
We're trying to get a sense from the community on where they stand on what's important in what we're looking for in a buyer or a partner.
David Provost is the chair of the Burlington Telecom Advisory Board. Last week's hearing was one of a series of meetings the board is holding to get the public's advice on how to go about the sale. And Provost said the message Reamer and others were putting forth was one he expected.
They believe that it's continued success in the future, or to be more successful. I heard that it's important to find some way to keep this local component of it.
Reamer and about a dozen other advocates at the meeting were wearing stickers in support of keeping BT locally owned. But that's easier said than done. Two of the hypothetical sale prices the advisory board is working with are $10.5 million and $23.5 million, not exactly a typical business transaction in Burlington. That's forced people to bring some creative suggestions to the board. Heather Reamer again.
A cooperative model would allow it to be competitive, but still owned by its subscribers, local and locally owned.
A co-op has already formed and is accepting members. Any potential sale will be subject to conditions set by the city council with direction from the advisory board. The latest effort by advocates for a locally owned BT are aimed at making those conditions as friendly as possible to local buyers. Provost says the board plans to send recommendations on the sale conditions to the city council by January. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.